He will not fail, November 16th. His abiding presence. He shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Christ is acquainted with all that is misunderstood and misrepresented by men. His children can afford to wait in calm patience and trust, no matter how much maligned and despised, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, and those who honor God shall be honored by him in the presence of men and angels. Abel, the very first Christian of Adam's children, died a martyr. Enoch walked with God, and the world knew him not. Noah was mocked as a fanatic and alarmist. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. In every age God's chosen messengers have been reviled and persecuted, yet through their affliction, the knowledge of God has been spread abroad. Every disciple of Christ is to step into the ranks, and carry forward the same work, knowing that its foes can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. God means that truth shall be brought to the front, and become the subject of examination and discussion, even through the contempt placed upon it. The minds of the people must be agitated, every controversy, every reproach, every effort to restrict liberty of conscience, is God's means of awakening minds that otherwise might slumber. Christ will never abandon the soul for whom he has died. The soul may leave him, and be overwhelmed with temptation, but Christ can never turn from one for whom he has paid the ransom of his own life. Could our spiritual vision be quickened, we should see angels flying swiftly to aid these tempted ones, who are standing as on the brink of a precipice.